Blog Talk Radio.
Struggling with the highs and lows of bipolar 1? Ask about Vraylar. Because you are greater than your bipolar 1. And you can help take control of your symptoms with Vraylar. Some medicines only treat the lows or highs. Vraylar treats depressive, acute manic, and mixed episodes of bipolar 1 in adults. Proven full-spectrum relief for all bipolar 1 symptoms. And in Vraylar clinical studies, most saw no substantial impact on weight. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, weight gain, and high cholesterol may occur. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are common side effects. Sleepiness and stomach issues are also common. Side effects may not appear for several weeks.
Ask about Vraylar and learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jeff.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. We are live from Lagos, Nigeria. I want to thank you for joining us for our 3,484th presentation of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. The topic tonight is a beacon of light to a dark world, creating and leaving a legacy. I am the change. The name of my show is Walking in Purpose with Angela. Oftentimes people ask, well, how do you know that they're walking in purpose, and how do you know that that is your purpose? Well, I'm going to share some things with you about purpose. First, I'm going to start with the P, passion. Purpose is fueled by passion. It is the deep-seated enthusiasm and drive that pushes us towards our goals and keep us motivated, even in the face of challenges. You, understanding purpose comes from a deep understanding of oneself, including our values, strengths, and aspirations. It requires introspection and self-awareness to align our actions, core beliefs, that thing down in your soul. Resilience, the R. Purpose is often accompanied by resilience. It involves the ability to bounce back from setbacks, to learn from failures, and to stay committed to our goals despite obstacles or adversity. P, progress. Purpose is not stagnated. It involves continuous growth and progression. It is about striving for personal and professional development, setting and achieving meaningful goals, and never settling for mediocrity. O, others. Purpose is not solely about self-fulfillment. Again, purpose is not solely about self-fulfillment, but also about making a positive impact on others. It involves using our talents and skills and resources to contribute to the well-being of our communities and the world as a whole. Service. Purpose, fulfillment, and services to others. It involves a willingness to help, support, and uplift those around us, whether through mentorship, volunteering, or act of kindness. N-E, empowerment. Purpose is empowering, both to ourselves and to those around us. It brings a sense of empowerment and fulfillment as we recognize the ability to make a difference and influence positive change. Purpose empowers us to be the best version of ourselves and inspires others to do the same. Now you see why they label me the queen of collaboration, because I am the purpose pusher. I believe in, if I see you with a gift and a talent and you're not moving in that gift and talent, I'll push you into it. So tonight, I have two special guests right here on Walk in Purpose with Angela. And tonight, these guests are definitely walking in their purpose or what they believe they have been called to do. We have 2024 presidential hopeful, Michael Landingham, and CEO and founder of Parole News Magazine and more, Bryce Todd, in the virtual studio with us on tonight. But first, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and listening to us. If you're listening on the World Wide Web, know that you can call in and join the conversation at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 so that you can be live on the air and chat with us. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in with us on tonight. We are being broadcast live from Lagos, Nigeria on the WBNN, brought to you by them boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC. We're going to take a break, listen to this track, and we'll be right back. Brother O.
Out of all the things you taught me, out of all the things you brought me, I just want to say thank you. My mind, save me just in time. I wanna say thank you. My,
out of all the things you've done for me,
la da 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 da,
out of all the things
you've done for me, I just wanna say. Back to me, I wanna take the time to say thank you. Now my faith is on fire, haters are calling me a liar. I'm gonna take the time and say thank you.
You gave me
just
I'm not afraid.
Welcome back to Walk and Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. I tell you, I am definitely glad to be here, walking in purpose. So I dropped those nuggets at the beginning: purpose, passion, understanding, resilience, progress, others, service, and empowerment. And this is something that my two guests are definitely doing on tonight. First, I'm going to bring up Royce Todd and allow him to introduce himself. And I need Mike. I don't know if you're calling in on another line or not, but if you would please notify me the number that you're calling in on so I can let my producer know. Welcome, Mr. Todd. How are you?
Hello, Angela. I am doing well. I'm doing well, and I'm pleased and honored to be on this show for tonight. And hopefully I can drop a few gems. And my entire goal is really not to motivate anyone. It's to inspire individuals, and hopefully I'll be able to do that.
So please tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
All right. Yes, Angela, my name is Bryce Todd Jones. I'm originally from Texas. At one point in my life, I went through some things, got myself in a bit of trouble a handful of times. But currently, at this point in my life, I own a small business, Strategic Parole Solutions, where I do help individuals, men and women, come home on parole. I also run a national, it's a small publication, but it is national. It's called Parole News Magazine, where I give men and women insight on parole around the nation. I also give them strategies to help themselves. And I am a fierce advocate for parole reform, so there's quite a bit of information in there when it comes to parole reform. And last but not least, I, of course, was my tenure is about to end, but I also work for a law firm. Tenure is about to end, but it was a pleasure, and it was a heck of an experience, you know, coming from where I've been able to come from and from the depths that I had fallen to be able to work in a law firm. It's been a pure pleasure, and I've enjoyed it immensely.
Unmuted. Wow. So, what is your goals for what you're doing? I hear you say that you are working. You work to help bring other inmates home, and I'm sure that would stem from the things that you learned and the things that you endured with your stint with the judicial system. If you would like to share that, you're more than welcome to share.
Unmuted.
Yeah, certainly. You know, like I say, I've been to prison. I had to go a handful of times. It appeared to me that when I was going back and forth, maybe I had left something there that I needed to go and retrieve. And my dealings on the inside was for the first couple of times, you know, I didn't go to actually gain what I could gain out of it. I'm not finna sit here and say there's a lot, but when you're put in position where you have to help yourself, there are times when you just necessarily have to understand that if you don't get the help that you need while you're there, you have to put in the work to help yourself. And so what I did learn, especially on that last trip that I made, was there are a lot of men and women. Of course, I was in with men, but there are a lot of individuals in prison that are actually brilliant. I mean, very intelligent. They got caught up in a system, whether it was drugs or whatnot, whatever it was that they were in for, they got caught up in a system, and they really didn't have they had help here in society, but they didn't have the people out here who knew what to do to try and help them change and transform their lives. And that's really where I started researching. I started talking with individuals, and at one point, Angela, they actually started calling me Zulu. It was, and they did that as a term of endearment. They did that as a term because they looked at me as a leader. And me personally, I can't say that I'm some type of leader or whatnot. I do lead my family and things like that. But they looked to me as a leader. I think it was because of the gems of wisdom that I was dropping on them. I think it was because of the time that I would put in listening to their struggles, listening to their heartaches, listening to the things that they had went through, what had brought them in. So I started devising a plan that when I returned to society, that I would leave none of my brothers and sisters behind. Of course, there's no way that I can help every individual, but everybody knows that, you know, I'm here. They know that if there's a possibility that I can help them in their situation, I will. I have a lot of guys, men and women, that I've helped come home on parole. And once they get out, especially here in the DFW area where I reside, if they run into a roadblock or if they run into something that potentially has the ability to cause them to stumble, they know how to get in touch with me because I am looped up with an organization called Unlocking Doors. It is the largest REIT entry organization in the state of Texas. And what I do for them is I help them get connected to the right resource they need at that time, because my idea is never just to get them home. My idea is to get them home and then have the resources to help them stay home. And that's basically the main reason that I do what I do. You mentioned a thing a minute ago when you was dropping gems on purpose.
Awesome.
And the O stuck out to me. All of the letters stuck out. O stuck out to me because I know without me doing what I'm doing now, there's no, I can't actually say what I would be doing. I just understand that much like Alcoholic Anonymous is such a successful program, I understand that with me sharing my story and myself to other individuals, it has been very helpful to them. And like I say, when I get out, I pour myself into them. When I got out, I poured myself into them, and I continue to pour myself into others right to this very day because families need these men and women out here. Their children need them if they have children. Their husbands or wives need them if they're married. The mothers and fathers need them, especially if they're elderly. And so I just want to be able to bring men and women home. And one other thing on that question that you asked me, I do understand this, and this was the, I would say, the epitome of my story, of my struggle, and of my experience. One thing that I had learned through my studies is that any forward-moving, progressive society, the basic unit is the family unit. And once the family units are start being torn down and being broken apart, then that society is on the brink of destruction. I see that in the neighborhood that I was born and raised in. I see that in a lot of the neighborhoods, especially the urban neighborhoods, and it has a lot to do with the unit, the family unit, being broken apart.
Why did you say that? Yes, I'm here that you say that. But if we go back and we look in history, we'll see where it all begun. I mean, it was part of the master plan. If you would think about those that sit, even when we come out of slavery, you know, it was just part of the plan to be able to help keep us in a state of slavery, whether people want to believe it or not. Because with the current prison system and with the way the justice system is set up, it's just another form of slavery. So it's been broken. It never really was fixed, because when we come out of slavery, we went right into open slavery with the prison system. And that, again, was a breakdown of the family, and it was designed that way. That's how they sit and plotted to do that, because they knew just what you just said, that would be the root cause. So this has been their objective from the beginning, and it just seemed like it's just getting wider and wider and wider instead of in coming into a greater. It's like we keep setting ourselves back instead of us coming together and working for our own good. It's like we dependent on other people to do stuff for us, and something gonna drop out of the sky, which is not gonna happen. But I'm gonna see if my next guest is on, and then we're gonna allow him to introduce himself, and then we're gonna jump in this conversation because I want to talk about legacy, and I want to talk about being a beacon of light in this dark world, because there's a lot of darkness going on in this world, and we can get it from different perspectives because I'm telling you, we tonight come from different walks of life, and we come from different backgrounds, so we have that opportunity to share from our perspective. Michael, are you on, sir?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Angela. Thanks for allowing me to be on your show tonight. And Bryce, man, I heard everything you said, man. I'm on board 100%. That's what we need. In this world, we need more leaders like you to help reform our prison system, our justice system. And with people like you, can give me good ideas to help change what's going on here in America. I need that. So. Glad to be on the show with you as well.
This song was written for those that have determined they are the righteousness of God, and we refuse to let go. Listen to this. There is no problem. I know that God can. Y'all mind if I say it one more time? Incarcerated.
Course, you know, the great John P. Key. And, of course, right now, 516-455-3903.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
And brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Let's go.
They need to get this together. Welcome back. Welcome back to Walking Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. I don't know what's going on with these electronic technology or whatever the case may be, but I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Of course, y'all know y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. Before we went to that track, we were going to allow Mr. Michael Landingham an opportunity to introduce himself. If you would introduce yourself, sir.
No, Brian, that was a great, I said a little bit of something, and then the gospel music, that was a good gospel song. I loved it. I was bouncing my head to it. But anyway, my name is Michael D. Landingham. I am a candidate for the presidency of these United States of America for 2024 like I was in 2020. The reason I'm running for president is because we're lacking unity. We're lacking unity in our communities. We're lacking unity in our states and across America. Politicians on both sides have failed the American people. So I figured with the years that I put in, bringing my black and white family together on my father's side, who has historical ties to George Washington, the father of our country, the sons of the American Revolution that fought in the American Revolutionary War, and General Robert E. Lee of the Confederacy. That's my bloodline on my wife's side of the family. My black side of the family, well, let's just say, you know, about slavery and Jim Crow and all those things, I'm part of that as well. So I'm a mixed bag. But I have the ability to use what I have, what I was brought up on, my bloodline, my history and all that, to find a way to unify this country, to find a way to unify the world, to show that we're all one people. No matter religion or color or background, nobody's better than the other person. And without each other working together, as one race, as one human species, we're not going to solve the problems that we're facing as a planet, no matter our country. We're facing global challenges when it comes to war, when it comes to climate change, all because of misunderstandings, all because of fear of the past. We have to let go of the past fears in order to grow, to move forward. And I also have a $2 billion lawsuit against the Justice Department for an investigation about a threat to my life during the 2020 election from Donald J. Trump. And it's looking good. And the reason why you haven't saw me on the news yet, because they don't want you to see me on the news. But that's not how we work things here in America. This is not Russia. If things are going wrong, we, the American citizens, have the obligation and responsibility to step up, no matter if, you know, we're well knowledgeable in politics or somebody that's in the streets of America. But all of our citizens have the responsibility to fight and to stand up and defend America when she's calling. So LandinghamCase.com will show you everything. Landingham versus Department of Justice will give you the rest. But just Google my name and you can see everything. And there's no joke, America. And we got to expend all expenditures to save our democracy, because the world needs us right now more so than you think. And that's me.
All right. And Michael, we love what you said, and it's wonderful. What made you want to run for the highest executive office in America?
Well, you know, it was kind of accidental. I mean, I was at the Republican National Convention here in Cleveland for Trump. I wasn't for Trump. I was just here because they were saying that The Civil War, the next second American Civil War is going to start here in Cleveland. I'm like, I doubt it, sir. So I feel like God called me to go down there. I was down there with the new Black Panther Party. I met them at this church thing the day before. And I went down there. I met with the group. But I just felt like that when I heard the message, it just seemed like everybody's in their own group, right? And we don't have a leader to bring those different groups together. And I feel like that, yeah, I'm for what they're saying, but if you're showing fear to the other side, you're not going to get the other people on board. So I didn't get a chance to speak, so I went through the crowd on my own. I met with this guy who was a supporter for Trump. I told him I said I don't like Trump, but I am for unity. And so when I talk to the people about my family history, my story, what I stand for, they put it in my head and say, maybe you should run for 2020. And so for 2020, that's what I did. But as soon as I announced my run, Donald Trump shows up pretending he's one of my distant relatives, my white cousins, by the name of David Van Landenham with the picture of Donald Trump. And on the third day, on December 10, 2018, that's when I got that threatening text messages from him. And that's when Cleveland police decided to call the FBI on my behalf about the threatening text messages. So I never had an opportunity just to run on a regular note. I've just been under constant threat and constant cover-up. And now President Joe Biden is continuing to cover the cover-up. And now I have a $2 billion lawsuit to show that there is a cover-up going on right now. So, I mean, it seemed like it's a calling for me to do this. And then after I did it, it just all this hell kind of came down upon me. And I lost my hair. You know, I'm looking older than I should be, but I know it's bigger than me. It's bigger than the country. It's the world. And we need real leadership, true leadership of this generation to really make a change. And I've always said this, 20th century thinking is not going to solve our 21st century problems. So we need new fresh leadership, new fresh eyes, and I believe I'm the man for the job.
Well, you know, though, I always say, you know what I mean, I go to work and other people got jobs. So, you know what I mean, I really believe that. Other people got jobs, but I go to work. And, you know, what party are you representing? Are you independent or are you part of either the GOP or the Dems?
Well, you know, I'm a constitutionalist. I'm not for any party or anything like that. I'm about ideas, and we got off the track here in America. You know, when we run against each other, it's about ideas, not about party. Party came up just to be a grandstanding to fool the majority of the people to join their faction on their bullcrap. And that's both sides. So technically I'm running, when I first amended my 2020 run to 2024, because I never surrendered or I never, you know, said I forfeit the 2020 election because of what happened to me. So when I amended it 6 days after Trump did his, I just said to myself, I'm like, well, Michael, you got to work twice as hard to get your story out, show who Donald Trump really is and how dangerous he really is, not just to America, but for the world, for the free world. And you're the only one who can do it. So almost 5 years coming up, next December, the 10th December? So that'd be 5 years. And my story hasn't hit online or anything. I've been online crisscrossing the country. Don't get me wrong. All across Africa, they heard about me. But it's kind of like an underground railroad was going on. And I just believe that if I had given up, we wouldn't have an option to fight for what we have, the options to vote for the presidency. Okay. We won't have a better option.
That's what I'm planning for. Okay. Now, you know, I love that. And, of course, right now we're by remote trying to fix these electronic technicians. I know everybody can hear us clearly. So I don't know what the line is going on, you know, because right now it's not the major network. So I'm going to try to bring back on Angela Thomas Smith. So we're going to do it by remote. This is how we're going to do it. Angie, when you come back on, I want you to speak. And then right after you speak, put yourself on mute and then stay timed with the show after the statement and come back on. Here we go.
So, wow. Again. That's amazing. I appreciate everything that you just said, and I'm thinking exactly what you're going through and the things that you speak on. A lot of these things have been happening in the state of Texas, cover up after cover up after cover up and corruption for years, decades. You can say 3 to 4 decades of corruption within the judicial system. Mr. Tide, I would like for you to touch on, if you would, and then Mr. Michael, I'm going to throw this back at you since you're running for presidential candidate for 2024, as a beacon of light to a dark world and trying to create and leave a legacy, being the change that you would like to see in this world. What are some of the things that you're doing, Mr. Todd, to address some of the corruption that has plagued your state? Because you are from Texas, correct?
Unmuted.
Yes, I am from Texas. One of the prominent things that I'm doing right now, of course, Angela, is I am supporting Tanaway Downing on his We Shall Be Free tour that just started on Monday. It is a 45-day, 32-state tour where he will be on state capitals, on the grounds of state capitals, doing rallies and whatnot, so that we can get back to the Constitution. That's the reason my antennas went up so far. As Mr. Lenningham was speaking about not running for any particular party simply because he was a constitutionalist. And that's one of the things that we've gotten away from here in the United States of America. We've gotten away from the Constitution. We do a lot of things now, make decisions off of president law. We make decisions off of statutes and government codes that run contrary to the Constitution. And we need to get back to the Constitution, and that's what's going on here in the state of Texas. The parole board, and this is serious, it's not me just speaking out of anger or speaking out of malice, but the parole board is one of the most powerful entities in the state of Texas. They would challenge men and women to take them to court simply because the legislation has given them so much power and authority, and they do run roughshod. They do things the way that they want to do them, and it doesn't matter who it affects, how it affects them, what type of resources you may have to challenge them, because they understand that they have some of the very best attorneys on the face of the earth, not just in the United States, but on the face of the earth, with the Attorney General and all of his assistants. But one of the things that we mentioned is being the change that we want to see in the world. Of course, we know that that was Gandhi that said that, Mohandas Gandhi. And so with Mr. Lenningham, I'm just really pleased that I am on this show with you, because what you are moving and attempting to do, it shows me that you are a person that wants to be selected by the people instead of elected by those who have the ins and outs of this system and the way that it's ran right now. And we do need a breath of fresh air. Now, back here in Texas, Angela, we have men and women, when they go into the system, they're given what's called an individualized treatment program. It's better known as an ITP. And this is where they go through Sociology 1, Sociology 2. They'll go through all of these intake procedures and speak with professionals, that have degrees in their profession. And these programs are designed to make this person more suitable for society. And so they actually tell these people, well, we want you to meet this criteria that we've set for you on these programs. Well, you have men and women that have taken those programs 2 or 3 times. You have men and women that, where their good time, work time, and flat time equals twice as much as their sentence. But what happened here is they'll be denied parole, and they'll be denied parole over and over. Some men and women have 150, 160, 185% of their sentences completed, but they'll still be denied parole. And what they did was they used a little thing that was contrary to the retroactive law. They found a way to go against the Constitution, and that's what they did. And so what was once called mandatory supervision, it meant that once a person's sentenced with his good time, flat time, and work time equaled 100% of the sentence that he was given by the court, that person was mandatory released to supervision in society. Well, they flipped that, and now they have something, believe it or not, it's called discretionary mandatory supervision. I mean, these are two words that totally clash. They're totally contrary to each other, but it is a government code, and it was passed by the legislation, and the people of Texas, you know, they went for it because, you know, it was during the hoorah time where let's build more prisons, let's lock them up and throw away the key, and everybody was running on the war on crime agenda that was set up at the White House. It was set up at that point in time. But like I say, I've been inside, and there are multiple men and women that are brilliant, they're intelligent, they're bright. The thing is that the programs, some of them now are really good programs, but there was an era where the programs were just programs by name, you know, cognitive intervention, bridges to life. They were just programs by name.
I want you to hold that thought. We have caller number one in queue, and right after caller number one, I'm going to let you finish that thought, and then we're going to bring Presidential Hopeful back on and let him chime in on the conversation as well. Caller number one, if you would, please introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing? My name is Cheryl LeGrand. I'm calling from Knightdale, North Carolina. And hello, Miss Angela, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you tonight?
I have been enjoying the topic. I've been listening to everybody, what you all are talking
about. Hold on, Cheryl. Angie, that is your line. Okay, that's the line that's causing a lot of the grief right now. So whatever you're doing, if you're on speakerphone or whatever headset you're on, change that so I can hear the echo in your line. So we're going to do that and fix that. And what we're going to do, we're going to let Cheryl talk. Cheryl, you have the right, you have the floor, and you have the mic. After that, we'll go to another track, and then we're going to bring on our wonderful presidential hopeful. Go ahead, Miss Cheryl LeGrand. Talk to us.
Okay. I just wanted to say this is a great topic. I always enjoy the conversations that you are talking about. And some of the topics that y'all are talking about now, with society, all the things that are going on, I do believe that we need to get our communities back like we used to when I was growing up, everybody be involved. It's so much that's going on. We can't name everything, but it starts with us. Even if it starts with one person, we can't really worry about the others. It starts with us, like what Ms. Angela are doing, you all are doing. You're getting people involved. You're getting them talking. But we all have to have a purpose, and we all have to get involved. Like with this gun violence, domestic violence, where so many young kids are killing each other, you know, that's a very big topic right now that's happening every day all over the world. And to me, they talk about everything else, but that should be a topic, should be talked about from the very beginning. What is going on? What are we doing in our families? What are we doing as an individual? What are we doing to get back out in the streets and get these young kids back involved? Yes, we have the Little League, football, basketball. I'm talking about as they teenagers, going into their own mind. I have three, 18, 20, 22. We have kids talking about depression, anxiety. There's something that we need to be doing as a whole. We need the fathers back in the house. We need the uncles back in the house. We need the men to step up, whether the dad's in the house or not. When I grew up, if the father was not in the house, somebody else came. There's little boys getting falsely accused. There's so much. The enemy is attacking our men and our youth, and we all need to stand up. Us women, I say it all the time, we are not men. We, too, need to step it up in the areas that we need to and teach our daughters. So this topic is great. We all need a purpose. We all need a vision. But how we mess up when we start thinking it's about us. a purpose. You know, it got to be beautiful. It's done with joy and from our heart in a free mind. And then we become anxious or stressed or out of purpose. It has taken over, and we have lost sight of our inner purpose. So thank you, Ms. Angela Thompson. Thank you all. Thank you for this topic. Thank you for the people who were talking. But we all need to come together, like you said, as a race. It don't matter what's going on. But the topics we are talking about, sometimes that's not important. But for me, my purpose is our youth, is our youth. I talk to women all over the world. I talk about my health. But right now, our youth is our doctors, our lawyers, our presidents. They are going to be the ones in the courthouse, and we need to step it up as a whole and go back in our communities and fight for our youth, because every day they are dying younger and younger. We got to stop blaming the music. We got to stop blaming everybody else and the teachers, and we need to get in our home and start praying. We need to get in our home and start talking to them. We need to be honest with our kids and let them know what we used to do, what's going on, and get on the ball. And that's what I have to say. Cheryl LeGrand.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for sharing on tonight. I tell you, the enemy has been busy on tonight, but he stops nothing. We keep it pushing. It's all about creating and leaving a legacy and being a beacon of light. And I thank you, Mr. Todd, for sharing. I'm going to bring Mr. Michael on after this track. We have a track by DJ Legendary, Dr. O.
Than the rivers.
a breeze on a summer's morn, more than the grass that you have known, more than diamonds, more than the finest bread, more than the love I pray, we're always like on my face, more than the disagreement that shall be placed, more than the house in which you live, more than the sheep you've given us to give, more than my peace and my joy that falls. If it were not for you, I wouldn't have it at all. More than the clouds,
Lord,
in the sky above,
Lord,
more than the flight,
Lord,
of my mind,
Lord,
more than the brook,
Lord,
where the waters flow,
Lord,
more than the shining moon,
Lord,
and the midnight sea glow, more than the air,
Lord,
that I breathe,
Lord,
more than anything I want, anything I need,
oh Lord,
oh Lord, oh Lord. More than my job,
Lord,
my truck or car,
Lord,
you see I'm my provider,
Lord,
that's what you are. More than the sweet sound,
Lord,
of a baby's cry,
Lord,
more than
training
a flyby, more than fish in the sea, birds in the air,
Lord,
more than friends that say they'll always be there.
So welcome back to Walk in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN. Of course, you guys can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation, to chime in on what Sister Cheryl said. It's got to be passion. Passion is that first P in purpose, because purpose is fueled by your passion, that thing that wakes you up in the morning, that thing that keeps you up late at night, that thing that will not let you quit, called resilience. And that's that R in purpose, y'all. I'm telling you. And when you understand that, that you in purpose, understanding that, I tell you, you get a whole different perspective. And then you're able to progress. You're able to move forward. You're not hindered by those things that came to hinder you, those things that came to keep you from healing and walking in your purpose. Because sometimes we get caught up on what everybody else is doing, and we really don't focus on what we can do to help them come out of that mindset that they're in. Instead of looking at what everybody is doing, let's help be the solution and not be in competition. So many times we are in competition when we should be out here serving and being a servant, because that's when we're going to be able to see our people be empowered. I tell you, that E3 experience is one of the things that I live by: educate, empower, and encourage the next generation. Michael, thank you for being on here tonight and giving us a different perspective, without having a Republican Party, a Democratic Party, but being about what's right, the Constitution, the constitutional right. How are you being a beacon of light in this dark world, if you would? How are you creating and leaving a legacy, being that change that you want to see in this world?
Well, I believe overall what my grandmother, great grandmother taught me and brought me up on in church is that really when you have a calling, it's not just for self, it's for others. And you got to find a thread that uniquely connects all of us in order to open up lines of communication to open up honest debates about figuring out problems. But we're lacking real leadership to even open up that dialogue of communication, because all we are having between Republicans and Democrats are people that are pointing the fingers at each other's side and saying all of them are the same way, or all of them are against America, or all of them don't love freedom. And it's wrong. It's just a lot of bad people got into politics because, to me, they poison politics in the way that people, regular, everyday Americans, don't want to get involved. And if you're not involved, then you have more of the naysayers that have more control over what you believe and what you want and what you care for and what you vote for. So I believe that sometimes in every generation, there's a time that we need to step up and be bold and be brave and go against the grain, go against the status quo. Because what we're currently going through, like no other time in human history, especially in the modern era, where the older generation is fighting hard to let go of power, not just here in America, but all over. And I just believe that the people, if you get rid of all the leaderships around the world and let the people take control of a lot of stuff, the world would be a hell of a lot better off. And here in America, we're facing where even, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, I don't care if you're Donald Trump or Joe Biden, they're all the same part of the bird. Left wing, right wing, the same, that same part of that bird. They're not going to let go of that power. So we have to take it upon ourselves as the youth to take the leadership role, not to ask for it, not to beg for it, not to pray it's going to fall into our lap. Take it. Not take it by force, not take it by violence, but by words, by confrontation, by finding ways to coexist and talk out our problems. But when you start attacking and alienating, I'll give you an example. You have President Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton at the time was talking so bad about Trump, but now they're tying everybody who voted for Trump, I mean everybody who voted for Trump, that they are like Trump. And it's not like that. You got to remember, politicians lie to us, and we fall victim to it. Democrats have been lied to. From Democrat voters been lied from Democrat leadership for a long time. So it is time for the new generation to take hold. It's time for the people to take control of their destiny. And I believe that I have a calling to do that, because what I did with my black and white family by bringing them together, a black man saying, "Hey, white people, hey, black people, we got the same last name. I think we kinfolk. I think we're family." Didn't have any proof. Just like God just told me to do it, and I did it, and out of a decade, I turned out I was right. I turned out I found out by communicating, by reaching out, by finding out we got much more in common, that we need each other much more now than ever in any other time in our history. And I believe in our next president and our next commander-in-chief, we need a president that will unite us, not put fears and lies about, well, you're a Democrat or you're a Republican and this and that and the other. No. Those people who are saying that, those are the older generation that are afraid of change. And when they put out those fearful tactics against us, and then we turn on each other, they're winning. Because they're going to keep the power while we're staying afraid. No longer. Landing him for president will dissolve the fear that has plagued our country and the world. But we have to look upon ourselves once we see that kind of person. They're like, okay. Now we got a player in the game. Now we can step up. And I'm asking each and every one of you across the world to really just give me a lemon your ear, and let's do something to change this world and walk in our purpose fully. That's pretty much all I got on that.
Well, we have caller number two in queue. When we come back from this caller, I'm going to ask you a question, because I want you to share with us, and then I'm going to get Mr. Todd the time in as well. But I want you to share with us something that you plan on improving on and changing even in these great United States of America if you are elected president, because there's a lot of stuff that need to be brought to the American people's attention and need to be addressed. But I want you to think on three things that is at the top of your list that you can address for the people after this caller. Caller number two, if you would please state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Would that be me?
Caller number two.
Can you hear me? Oh, is that for me?
Yeah, we can hear you, man. Go ahead and speak.
Oh, okay. Hi. Yes, I am Roz Price. I'm here in South Florida, and I'm very interested in what's going on. I'm your biggest fan on Facebook. Yes.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm hearing a lot of good information. The brother in Texas has definitely got my attention. I, too, am I have family who are incarcerated, and I'm passionate about human rights. And I've heard a candidate that is running off of a non-alignment. Did I hear that correctly, that he was not aligned with the party? And that's
correct.
News to me. I didn't know there was such a thing, but I'm learning. So I'm taking notes. Thank you for having me. And I do have a few questions for him as well. But I'm just excited to be on, and I'm learning. And thank you for allowing me on.
So if you want to ask a question, you're more than welcome to ask a question. And thank you for chiming in. We truly appreciate you chiming in and pressing that one.
Oh, sure, sure. For Mr. Michael, how do you feel about reparations?
Yes.
What's your views on reparations?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I was going to mention that as well. I believe, you know, from every aspect that we experience here in America and other ethnic groups have experienced, the Indians have gotten some, casinos and land. Asians got money. But we're the only ones who really contribute to this country under slavery and not gotten one thing, not even a thank you. You can give us holidays and all that all you want to, but if we're still, like, getting pulled over by the cops and being treated like we're second-class citizens, especially within our government, what I'm going through as a black man, we came a long way, but there's still much more we have to do. Again, it's the older generation that's in power now that's keeping us back. And, I mean, the younger generation, whites, blacks, everybody, they're awakened. They know what's going on. But we just need to change the guard, and then America can prosper. America can reach the promised land, the dream that Dr. Martin Luther King spoke about. But we came a mighty long way, but there still need to be progress to be made. But we can't do anything. We still got the old heads in there. So that's just – I'm here. I'm ready to go. Just get these old people out of the way. Not old people, but old way of thinking. Like I said, 21st century problems. But somebody from the 21st century who's going through the same turmoil under this generation, more so than the older generation, because the older generation is still stuck on what happened in the Cold War, Jim Crow, nothing wrong with that. But this generation is going through the aftermath of that the older generation can never understand. So I just think a younger generation, such as myself and a team that I can have around me that's young and diverse, that can be an answer for America's problems, be the best thing for us to come together and fix our problems, being united.
Wow. So, Mr. Todd, what are your thoughts on that question? And then I want to give mine, and then we're going to go track.
Okay, well, certainly, you know, I really appreciate what Mr. Lenningham had to say on that particular topic. You know, for a lot of people listening, there are some may have thought he may have kind of tried to shy away from that. But, you know, the truth is the truth. From one of the people that you are probably familiar with, Angela, I'm just going to call him Jacob, the son of Moses. And, of course, you remember that the enslavement of both our ancestors and now of our minds You know, we went from the outhouse to the crack house and to the White House. But in between each of those government institutions have been the jailhouse, which is another product of the establishment. We've never gotten any reparations, and everyone that has ever been subjugated to any type of demise here in America based on government actions have received reparation. That includes the former slave owners. For the slaves they lost, they did receive reparations. When they put the Japanese in encampments, they did receive reparations. And as Michael mentioned earlier, the Indian tribes here who were just about extinguished, they did receive reparations. You know, we go to a lot of their casinos nowadays. So we're probably the only people. No, we're not probably. We are the only people. The Jews have received reparations, and I'm going to say that as I did, and you know, because there's nothing in my statement that's derogatory, but they've received reparations. Everyone has gotten them except for us. So it is time, you know, we talk about it, but it's time to make something happen. You know, the talk. You know, we've been promised a lot of things, 40 acres and a mule. Abraham Lincoln passed away, and the next president took that off the table. So, you know, we've been promised a lot, but we've never gotten any of the promises that were made to us. We had soldiers go to World War II. They were not given the exemptions that the other soldiers were given. They were not given. Then in Medicare came in, they decided to put a 20% payment on that. It was trying to keep us out. And, you know, it's just time. It's time for someone to get in and say, hey, we have to do what's right. We have to make atonement. And, you know, atonement means at-one-ment. We have to make atonement for our nation. And I believe what Mr. Nunningham is saying right now is absolute truth. We have to do what's right. And that way we can quit talking about it and get it done. Just simply get it done. All the talking is not going to work. That's why the scab keeps being removed from the sore. That's the reason the sore will never heal. It's because we continue to talk about it, and every time we bring it up and start talking about it again, we remove the scab from the wound, and the wound never heals. I believe once America makes atonement for that, I think we'll start moving forward. I believe we will start moving forward because we will admit to what has been done. And the only time, just like even, and I'm going to stop, Angela, just like with the guys that I've said in counseling with or whatnot, if you continue not to admit to what you've done, if you continue to try and give us half-truths, which is a full lie, then you will never get past the obstacle that's holding you back. And I believe reparations is one of those obstacles.
Wow. I want to thank both of y'all for chiming in on that, and I thank my guests for calling in and asking that question. That was a great question, and it's a question that is being asked out in California. But what are they offering and what they bringing to the table? Is it sufficient? Is it worthy of what we have endured? That are some of the questions that is being asked. But we have a track by international internet DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
This little song was written for those that understand the power and the performance of God's grace. Those that have witnessed it, look at someone near you and shout, grace did it. Come here, Michael, help me sing this.
Amazing your grace to those who understand that the power of your grace covers multitudes of sin, and no life would be fulfilled, no redemption in this place, if it had not been, if it had not been, if it had not been for grace. Amazing your grace that found me in despair. When transgression had me bound, you still met me there. My
my testimony's clear. I would not be here today if it had not been, if it had not been, if it had not been for grace. Thank you for your grace, Lord, yeah. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, and my strength is made perfect when you are weak, you are weak. Most gladly I'll glory in my infirmities, that the power rests on me, yeah. Amazing your grace to generations past. Believers, lift your hands, for trials you'll outlast.
Hear me when I say, you're still with the shackle and chain.
If it had not been,
if it had not been,
if it had not been
for grace.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh,
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 oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh.
Sing that with me.
Amazing your
grace. Amazing your grace to me.
Amazing, amazing.
Amazing.
Everybody sing it. Come on. Lord, you're amazing.
Amazing your grace to me.
There's no way I would have been here.
Amazing your grace.
Oh, yeah. Every day you are. You.
Yeah.
I ain't been lost without you.
Grace
to me. That's no way I could make it without it.
Amazing,
oh,
your
yeah.
To me.
A ship without a sail, I see. Come on, Michael, sing this for me.
I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You never gave up on me. You never quit,
you never
me,
quit on me.
And I'm so thankful, Lord. Amazing, Lord.
Amazing.
Amazing, yeah. Somebody ought to take him.
Welcome back to Walking in Purpose with Angela right here on the WBNN live from Lagos, Nigeria. Y'all know y'all can call in at 516-453-9133. Make sure you press 1 to join the conversation. And we have caller number 3 in queue. Caller number 3, if you would, state your name and where you're calling from.
Huni Bakatun. How you doing, woman of God? Can you hear me?
I'm doing great. I can hear you.
Okay. First of all, you know, thank you so much for being everything that you are for us and our great company of WBNN. Honors to your special honored guest as well. Even though I was raised religiously and not politically, But I know or have noticed in these 56 years that the political power have a lot more going on compared to religious power, okay? And my question is, especially when you're dealing with politics, and we don't need people who look like us to get in that office and continue to support the white structure that has been hell-bent on degrading everything that's non-white. We don't need someone that's going to keep offering sympathy to everything that Caucasians do. Now, other people do stuff, and I know that we do stuff to our own, but that's not the topic. My main thing is right now, Caucasians has been in power for far too long, and they need to be ashamed of themselves for them being able to get away with some of the most hideous stuff that you can imagine. Okay, so what I'm saying is this. I'm all for voting for somebody, not for just because they are black, but somebody that's going to hold everyone accountable, including us. Because when I look at all of this money that's being taken out of Americans, you know, Americans, the working class, and funding a war that we don't have anything or shouldn't have anything to do with, I mean, look at all the money, talking about the reparations that the Jewish people got. And I sympathize for them and their plight. But enough is enough. We don't get no type of sympathy whatsoever. But it's not even about sympathy. We need real aid, real finance that's going to help. You got men, women, and children that's being shot to death in the street, and you got people that's getting away with it. I have seen, especially right here in Nashville, I'm calling for Nashville, and I have seen an African-American judge that let a Caucasian shoot to death of one of our own children, and all he got was three years. Something is wrong with that. So I said all that to bring it to a close. It's time for people to stop making excuses when it comes to racial profiling, and when it comes to the hate crime law, they passed it for the Chinese. It's no excuse for it. So I say to you, sir, and anyone else who's running for office, especially the people who look just like me, if you can't get in their office and stop making excuses and stop allowing Caucasians to get away, and anybody, ourselves too, these soldiers, you know what, that's out in the street killing our men, women, and children, stop making excuses, and we need some real aid that's going to come and assist us with this growing issue. And if you can't do that, sir, I'm sorry. Then that's, there's no way in the world that I can vote for you if you can't do that. To me, it'd be a waste of time.
All right. Well, hello. And thank you, Brother Huni Bakatun. When should you be on the show, sir?
Actually, my show is tomorrow on a happier note, and congratulations to you. I know you've been nominated, and not just nominated. You know, it's only a matter of time for you to finally be enshrined. But tomorrow, we're going to speak about from nominee to enshrinee, and I got some special honored guests such as Wanda Dre, Jared Petito, Hall of Fame four times, Terry Spence, and myself included. You know, for some people who've never been nominated or don't even have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all on what it feels like to be a part of such a prestigious honor, definitely want to tune in tomorrow for tomorrow's show at 9:30. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Who is Hall of Fame four times? They don't know that. You know, you got people that's listening from brand
I'm
new.
Talking,
man, you know what, though? You something else.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know, this is a term of endearment that I bestow upon my producer, and I'm talking about you, the good doctor, Ole Dole, Malewa Ngozi. To me, he's going to always be Hall of Fame four times because he has been on record and not only nominated, but he's been enshrined up to four times for such a prestigious honor.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Huni, for chiming in and sharing with us tonight.
that was International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting in Shawnee, Huni Bakatoon. And again, he will be on tomorrow night. So if you guys can chime in, it's going to be a show to remember. Again, we were talking about being a beacon of light in a dark world. And Mr. Michael had just shared his take and gave some insight about his perspective. Mr. Todd, if you would like to chime in, you are more than welcome to chime in now. It's all about, to me, it's all about leaving legacy and being able to create and leave a legacy. A lot of people don't even know what that is. And I really want you to chime in, if you would, on being a beacon of light and creating a legacy.
Well, first of all, before we go to the final thoughts from both the wonderful guests you have tonight, Ms. Angela Thomas-Smith, elect to the Hall of Fame, let's bring on the last caller of the evening, our fifth reigning commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla, Jay.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. O. Good evening, Angela. Good evening, Michael. And good evening, Byrus. It's so good to hear you, Byrus. You were on my show, I guess, about a month or 2 months ago. So it's so great to hear you on another WBNN show. And I am really, have enjoyed the conversation and discussions tonight that you all have had. I'm not going to say much because of the lateness of the hour, but I just wanted to let everybody know that I was tuned in tonight and I enjoyed it. The comments from the guests as well, especially what Huni said and all the others. It's been a really great show. And again, I'm Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, the Queen of Justice. And you guys can tune in to my show, News Forum, which comes on every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. This Sunday night, we're going to be featuring two new wrongful conviction cases, and we will be again addressing this war in the Middle East, and we will be talking about other injustices in America as well. So again, great show tonight, Angela, and God bless you all, and great music, Dr. O.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Chinchilla, for chiming in and supporting on tonight. So it is now time for the show to come to a close. So I'm going to have final thoughts from my guest. Mr. Todd, if you would please, I would like for you to share your final thoughts and how individuals may reach out to you and connect with you and hopefully support the things that you're doing.
All right. Angela, one of the ways that I feel that I am leaving a legacy is that I am showing the young men and young women that no matter what it is that you run up against, no matter what it is that you've been through, as long as you grow through it, you can be the change that you want to see in your community. And that's where it all starts. It starts with the community. Or we work our way out into the city, and from the city we work our way out into the state, and from the state we work our way out into the nation, and from the nation we work our way out into the world. It was Thomas Edison that said, "Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration." And what the truth boils down to is that Edison, he excelled in instructing others on how to execute his ideals, and so that's what we have to do. I sent in the book, you know, I've published a couple of books, and one of my books, Blueprint for Perfect Lemonade, I send that out into juvenile facilities because I want those young men and women in those facilities to know that that is not the end of their story. They have much more, and I want to be able to inspire them to write better chapters, brighter chapters, bigger chapters, bolder chapters when they are finally released back into society. So that's one of the things that I'm doing, Angela, is just inspiring each and every one that I possibly can to let them know that their story isn't over, but it's up to them to make that change and to write better chapters, like I say, bolder chapters, much more brighter chapters until they complete the book. That's one of the legacies that I want to leave. I want to be able to leave that legacy, that resilience with my children and my grandchildren, that you can't stop here. You have much more to give to the world. And no matter if all of the doors of opportunity are closed to you, you can create your own opportunity. And that's exactly what I've done.
Amen. So how can people reach out to you?
They can reach out to me. Of course, they can always reach me at my website, www.parolenews.com. They could also reach me at my website, www.blueprint4, and that's the number, Blueprint for Perfect Lemonade. They can reach out to me there. And, of course, they could always go over to and see me on Facebook. I have a three Facebook pages. I have myself, Bryce Todd. I also have Blueprint for Perfect Lemonade. And I also have Parole News and Strategic Parole Solutions. So they can always reach out to me there. And I'm not here to do any advertising, but they can order the book or whatnot. A majority of the proceeds from my book, it helps me to send books into juvenile facilities. And that's my goal is, you know, the youth are the future of our nation and of the world, and I want to touch the youth. I want to be able to inspire the youth, and that's my goal.
Amen, amen. Well, I definitely thank you for coming on and sharing tonight. Mr. Michael, if you would share your final thoughts for tonight. Also, how can individuals support you on your campaign and stay connected with what you're doing?
Well, again, Angela, thank you for allowing me to be on your show. Brother Bryce, great to be with you as well and all the people that called in. I want to mention about the last guest that spoke about having someone like me, a black man, run for president, and if I'm not going to meet the challenges to help our black people, I'm wasting my time. I agree 100%. I thought about it. You know, I just can't just run for president and follow the same credence almost as Barack Obama did. And Barack had a lot of more, you know, people controlling him in so many respects. He couldn't do what he wanted to do. But I wouldn't have that problem because I'm fighting the government right now with the leadership of the government about a threat to my life from the former president, with a $2 billion federal lawsuit. So with that lawsuit, what I'm doing will show the American people that I will equally fight for you, each and every one of you, even if you're black. I don't care if you're white. I don't care who you are. If you're being brutally unjust, I'm going to be the president that makes sure that your rights are protected, that everything that you need for your family is there when it comes to health care, when it comes to jobs, education. Everything will be there for you. As it should be, as your president should be there for you with the government. So I'm not going to go in there and follow the same trend. I'm here to change the trend. I'm here to challenge the status quo for change. And that's what the kind of legacy I want to leave, not for oneself, but for everybody, because we desperately want somebody to bring us all together and tired of living in the past so much. And that's what I want to deliver. And how you get in contact with me or my campaign, I have a website that you can take a look at my story and to leave a message or whatnot if you want to reach our campaign. That is landinghamcase.com. How you spell that is like landing a plane, going ham, case.com. If you want to call me directly, my campaign number is area code 216-703-2177. Call me anytime, day or night. Or you can email me at landingham2020@gmail.com. That's landingham2020@gmail.com. But we need a real change here in America. And just like what Bryce said earlier, if we change from within our communities, from within our cities, from within our state, from within our nation, and within the world, change can be really possible. But the older generation must let go and the new generation must take hold. And for us as Americans, we got to stop living in fear of one another. We got to remember the old teachings of our ancestors, what they taught us back during the slavery days, and especially with my grandfather and great-grandfather, what they taught me, that we're all the same. And then certain people that made mistakes, that were white, all white people ain't the same. I just want to put that out there. But everyone wants to unite. We're all Americans. We got to find a way to come together. I believe Landon Hamm for president, the people's candidate for the people's justice, can deliver that without delay and without excuses. And I greatly appreciate the opportunity to be on, and hopefully I'll be on soon.
Well, it's definitely time for change, and I've been saying it, and I won't let it go. In order for change to come, we have to be that change that we desire to see in the world. Many may ask, why does creating a legacy matter? There's three reasons. Empowerment. By creating a legacy, we empower ourselves for future generations. It inspires us to strive for greatness and encourage others to reach for their dreams and defy limitations often imposed upon us. Perseverance. Our ancestors fought tirelessly to overcome unimaginable obstacles. Creating a legacy allows us to honor their resilience by continuing their quest for social justice, equality, and freedom. Representation. Our presence in history, fundamental to ensure a well-rounded portrayal of diverse achievements in this world. By leaving a legacy, we challenge stereotypes and break barriers, providing inspiration for generations to come. Three reasons why it matters to create and leave a legacy. It is in Goldie time.
As you call them, there's an anthem we sing at the church. We want to share it tonight.
Greater is he that is. I am the conqueror. Greater
is he that is.
In me than he that is in the world. Greater, greater.
Yeah.
blessing on this. Lord, take us. We have the victory. We are victorious. I dare you to lift your hands.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The great John P. Key was part of this outstanding Christmas tonight by our wonderful guests and the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee-elect, the outstanding Angela Thomas Smith. Tomorrow night, we come back on this outstanding network with a wonderful person. His name is Huni Bakatun. And tomorrow night, we're going to talk about from nominee to enshrinee with people of outstanding performances. Andre Presley, he called Wonder Dre, my wonderful and outstanding twin. Jerry Petito, of course, you know what she's done for the world, not only for WBNN, but for her prowess. Tara Strength, the outstanding person that had 33 all-time connection records on this network. Of course, I'll say something, you know, it is what it is. And then, of course, Huni Bakatun will end that show. Tomorrow night, we will wear you since 2017. Yes, the one and only Devin Nation, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here in the storage. And congratulations to Angela Thomas Smith tonight on her 53rd WBNN All-Time Connection Record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence in championship round. We miss Darlene so much, and she will be so proud tonight in this historic political show. Congratulations, Angela, once again. And, of course, WBNN has advertising and Beverly Nation through Ngozi Time Multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X, Ola W. Maleva goes here at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, Ole Dele, that goes with my and gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola W. Maleva, and goes here saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And back to the wonderful and outstanding third reigning commissioner in history of our network. Again, most importantly, in Excelsior, the 2023 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee-elect, the wonderful Angela Thomas Smith.
Well, first, I have to thank you for this opportunity to allow me to be a voice and to allow all of us to be able to do what we do. Again, I want to thank all that called in and supported and tuned in via whatever avenue you are tuned in. Thank you. Because of you, I was able to garner my 53rd all-time connection. Without you, none of the things that I do here on the WBNN would be possible. So I thank you guys for supporting and being a part of the show. My special guest for tonight, thank you guys for joining in and chiming in on the conversation. I wish you much success on all that you do. And definitely we have to stay connected because I believe in the power of collaboration. I believe in the power of networking. Purpose is what this show is about. Walking in purpose. I won't let it go. We didn't get dropped out of the sky. We were all placed here with a purpose. And at the beginning of the show, I broke down what purpose meant. I'm going to recap before I leave. Y'all make sure that y'all tune in 4 weeks, December the 13th, 4 weeks from tonight, same time, same place. But understand that you have to be passionate about that thing that he's placed in your life that will fuel your purpose. Understand who you are. Know your inner self. Be aware of you. Be resilient. Don't give up. Don't let difficult, hardship, anything keep you from progressing and moving to the next level. Always remember that it's not about you, but remember those around you, other people that you are placed here to be of service to and to serve while you are able to empower. Y'all, it's all about purpose, and we all have one. We didn't get dropped out of the sky. So stop waiting for someone to do something for you and walk in your purpose. Your destiny awaits. See you in 4 weeks. I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it.
Send a storm, send a rain, another trial.